Do you remember those bizarre scenes in Bethlehem last Christmas? In the Church of the Nativity, supposedly built over the very place where Jesus was born, a fight broke out between some priests who were cleaning the church in preparation for the Christmas service. Three different denominations share the Church of the Nativity. Each has its own section, and they guard it very carefully. But during the cleaning, Armenian and Greek Orthodox clergy became involved in a dispute over that territory. So about 100 robed priests got into a scuffle with buckets and brooms. The riot police had to be called to separate them. They made no arrests because, said the official police report, they were all men of God. Well, it's a strange way for men of God to show their godliness. However, although most men of God don't go to the lengths of attacking their rivals with brooms, churches do tend to guard what they consider their territory very carefully, don't they? The various denominations take their distinctives very seriously, whether it be worship styles, what they allow themselves to eat or wear, what days they observe as holy, or which version of the Bible is the right one. When we do this, we risk making the same mistake as the religious leaders of Jesus' day, who paid great attention to minute details, but lost the big picture of what worship is all about. In John 17, verse 21, Jesus prayed that his church would be one. I don't think he meant that they should all be exactly the same in every detail. As president of Grace Communion International, I visit churches all over the world. It is unrealistic to expect a congregation in Africa or Central America to be the same as one in Europe or the American Midwest. Even in the early church, Jewish and Gentile congregations did things in different ways. However, are those differences as important to God as they are to us? Jesus did not say we would represent Him properly only if we got doctrine, worship, or liturgy exactly right. He said, "This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other." That is why it is important that we work together as Christians, setting aside our differences and focusing on what we have in common at the center of our faith and worship. Sadly, it doesn't seem to happen nearly as often as it should, but when it does, it is very satisfying. Recently, I was invited to a meeting of leaders from several different denominations. There were leaders from the Assemblies of God, Foursquare Gospel, Nazarene, Free Methodists, Salvation Army, Church of God, Pentecostal Holiness, United Pentecostal, Wesleyan, Evangelical, Brethren in Christ, and a few others I don't recall. I was told that this was the second time in the history of the church that leaders from 13 Wesleyan-based denominations gathered together in this fashion. Instead of bickering over details, we found ourselves enjoying one another's company, and saying so. It was a reminder that the territory which should concern us as Christians is not our differing customs and traditions. Rather, we have been given a field to cultivate together, a world that has not heard the gospel and does not know Jesus and the life He gives us. Sadly, we offer the world at times an unattractive and confusing example when we squabble, fight, and throw brooms at each other. But when we work together in love and harmony, setting aside our differences, we offer a positive example, an example that Jesus said would show the world that we are His disciples. And that's the greatest privilege we have as His brothers and sisters, and as members of His worldwide and international body. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.